In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. I write you this briefly through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. The chosen one at Babylon sends you greeting, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. The word of the Lord.
The responsorial psalm. The response is, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord." The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever." In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord, and your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can rank with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the sons of God? Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Blessed the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your name they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not be harmed them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, there are four evangelists we know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the authors of the four Gospels. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mark, and the symbol of his Gospel is a winged lion. The lion derives from Mark's description of John the Baptist as a voice of one crying out in the desert, which artists compare to a roaring lion. The wings come from the application of Ezekiel's vision of four winged creatures to the evangelist. So we can say that Mark fulfilled in his life what every Christian is called to do: proclaim the good news. We have the salvation through Jesus Christ, and that is the good news to all creations. In particular, Mark's way was by writing, right? We have the Gospel according to Mark. And we have other ways to proclaim the good news as well. Some people do it through music, or movie, or poetry, or media, building houses, so the work of mercy, the work of charity, or taking care of family and neighborhood. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever wondered why the scripture is never outdated? It's because it's the word of God, right? Look at the first reading. St. Peter says, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. And we can apply it right now. We are, as an anonymous author has composed an article on the internet, titled, We Are Not in the Same Boat, But We Are in the Same Storm. The storm of COVID-19, right? Everyone in the world is suffering from that in many ways. And the author suggested that let everyone navigate their route with respect, empathy, and responsibility. So we are navigators. It reminds me of Pope Francis when he held a prayer service for the world. He says, we need the Lord, like ancient navigators needed the stars. Brothers and sisters, I hope we now recognize that our frailty and vulnerability. I hope that we have time to think about a true sense of freedom. We are most free when we love the Lord and others sincerely, right? I hope we know how to spend our time wisely, taking care of our being in a healthy way. I hope we recognize the importance of fostering good relationships in life. In order to assist us reflecting with an open-minded, St. Peter from the first reading say, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealing with one another. Yes, when we clothe ourselves with the virtue of humility, we reimagine the signs of God's love happening around the world. And those signs are not new. Applying the gospel reading today, it will be like, in the Lord's name, we will drive out demons, the demons of hatred, selfish, bad addiction, so that we can love ourselves and others sincerely. We will speak new languages, the language that give people hope, joy, comfort, and carry each other up. We will pick up serpents with our hands, and if we drink any deadly thing, it will not harm us, because we have God's protection to do the good deeds, right? If we try to do good things, nothing can harm us. We are not afraid with the challenges to do good things at all, brothers and sisters. We will lay hand on the sick, and they will recover well. We can give medicine to those who need medical care, lend a hand to those who need support, make a phone call to those who are in distress, and so on. I believe that, strongly believe that, we can fulfill our task being a good Christian if we clothe ourselves with the virtue of humility and have God as the ancient navigators have the stars. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia.